Be'ezus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Ches, the love of Noisor, Shaloi Lahoisir Mibsar HaPesach, Shir Beis. The love of Noisor, Shaloi Lahoisir Mibsar HaPesach, the Minchas Chinuch clears, are Noshim also Muzhar on this love. The Pashtus, we would assume, Noshim are Muzhar in all lavin. By mitzvahs esei, there's a chilek that we say that they're potter from mitzvahs esei shazman gromo. But le'inyan lavin, the Gemara in Kedushin daf lamed hey teaches us, ish oy isha ki yasu mikol chatoi sahodom, hishvu hakosiv isha le'ish lechol oinchin sheba toira. And therefore the pashtus is that noshim are muzar on all lavin. Yet the Menchas Chinuch declares that maybe this hekish of hushvu isha le'ish lechol oinchin sheba toira is only on a lav sheyesh by malchus, on a lav sheyesh by maise. But the lav of noisar, first of all, is a lav she'ein by maise. Noch dertzu, it's a lav hanitik le'esei, and that's another sibah that there's no malchus. Maybe there's no riboy of hushvu akos of isha le'ish on the lavin that are lavin she'ein by maise. And there are rayas to this. Now the emes is, it could be, even if it's true, that the hekesh of hishvu kos of isha le'ish is only on lav sheyesh by maisa, you could still argue and say that noshim are muzhar on the lav of noisar. First of all, because since it's nischadish that they're part of Karban Pesach, maybe memela they're included in all the various halachic details of the loch of Karban Pesach, including the lav of noisar. Also, it could be that the whole shmuz of hushvu akos of isha le'ish is by a lav where the Torah talks b'loshen zachar. But over here by the lav of Noisar, it doesn't talk b'loshen zachar. It says v'loisai siru, so it could be that noshim are muzar. Now to the gufa inyan, that maybe the hekish of hushvu akos of isha le'ish is only on lav sheyesh by maisa. The makar for this would be from the Gemara in Tmura daf beis amid beis. The Gemara in Tmura daf beis amid beis brings a riboy that noshim are nichlal in the lav of Tmura. Frek the Gemara, why do I need a special riboy that noshim are nichlal in the lav of Tmura? Anyways, we have the klal of hushvu akos of isha le'ish l'chol oinshin sheba toira. So memela, I would know that they have the lav of Tmura, like any lav. And in the teretz of the Gemara, there's two girsois there in Rashi. The erste girsa Rashi brings, the Gemara says, no. Hani mili, when do you have this hekish? By a lav sheyesh boi maisa. Then there's a hekish of isha le'ish. But Tmura, which is a lav she'ein by Maisa, I would think maybe not. You need a special riboy by Tmura that they're chayiv. Like that girsa, it's mashmataka, that a lav she'ein by Maisa doesn't have the hekesh. There's a sveita girsa there that the Gemara says, Hani mili, Tmura I could think is different because it's not shove bakoil, because there's no Tmura by shutfim and by tzibur. And therefore I would think that's why ladies aren't chayiv. But a kuponim like the first girsa in the Gemara in Tmura, the mashmoyis would be that a lav she'ein by maisa doesn't have the hekesh isha le'ish, and maybe noshim shouldn't be muzer in the lav of noisar. Nevertheless, continues the Minchas Chinuch, maybe you could say like this. It would be a chilek if it's a lav that's a zman groma, or a lav that's not zman groma. Because mitzvahs esei, noshim or chayiv, if it's a mitzvahs esei that's not zman groma. One could argue that you could say a kolshkein, if noshim are mitzuva in mitzvahs esei that are not zman grama, kolshkein they're muzhar on lavin that are not zman grama. And the whole shmuz that you need, the chiddush, the heshvu, akos of isha le'ish, is on lavin that are zman grama. It would come out, Ibazoi, there might be a chilek between the lav of noisar of Pesach and the klolistic lav of noisar. The lav of noisar of Pesach is zman grama, it's only on Leil Yudalid. Leil Yudalid of Pesach and Nisan, Leil Tesvav, actually, I'm sorry, Leil Tesvav of Nisan, to leave over the Noisar. The Noisar of Kochim the Kedin is called Ashona, and that wouldn't be a Zman Grama. But that's the Erste Shmuz that the Minchas Chinuch has, that it's not a Dover Poshet, that Noshim are part of the Lav of Noisar. And we move on to the next step. The Chinuch brings over here, as well as the Rambam Sayin in Hilchas Korban Pesach, Perik Yud Halacha Yir Aleph, and also the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Amukdosh in Perek Yud Ches, the Rambam brings, and the Chinuch over here, when your person is over the lav of Noisar, and again, we're discussing the lav of leaving over the Noisar, we're not discussing the Isser of eating Noisar afterwards, we're discussing the Etzem lav of Lahoisir Mibsara Pesach, or Lahoisir Mibsar Kochim. as we know, we mentioned in the previous shir, that on one hand, there's a special lav over here not to be moiser a korban Pesach, and the emes, the Torah was machadish in a few korbanos, this separate lav, a lav by Pesach Rishon, by Pesach Sheni, and by Chagigas Yudalit. But benoisiv to that, there's a klaliistic lav by all kachim, that by kachim there's a lav lohoiser, korban Pesach included. In the face, when you're moiser by korban Pesach, you're over two lavin. The bazundera lav of lohoiser korban Pesach, and also the lav of kachim. Zok the Rambam, you don't get malchus on the lav of noiser. And the Rambam and the Chinuch say, why not? Because it's a lav hanitik le'esei. Because after you're over the lav of noiser, you have the mitzvah's essay of bo'esh tisreifu, of the mitzvah's essay of sreifas noiser. Lav hanitik le'esei, you don't get malchus. And the emes is, we're going to see behemshech, the Kesef Mishnah asks, why does the Rambam and the Chinuch have to say that the reason is because lav hanitik le'esei? Anyways, you wouldn't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein by ma'ase, and lav she'ein by ma'ase ain't loikin olav. That we will discuss later on in the shir. But first, we're going to go into the lav hanitik le'esei. Okay, the Rambam says, and it's l'chayr richtig, that the lav of noiser is a lav hanitik le'esei. Fregender rishonim, we have a problem. The Gemara says in Tmura that you do get malchus when you do the lav of Tmura. When a person is over the lav of Tmura, that he wants to be Mamer and transfer the Kedusha from one carbon to the other, you're over a lav of Loyachli Fenu Veloyomer, you get Malkus, you get two Malkus even, by the lav of Tmura, because you did the Malkus, the lav of Tmura. Frek the Rambam in the Gemara, actually, in Tmura Davdalid, and also the Rambam in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Tmura. Why do you get Malkus by Tmura? It's a lav anitik le'esei. It's a lav anitik le'esei because it says loyachli fenu v'loyomer. But if you do the lav, v'hoyahu usmurasa yiyakoidesh. So it's nitik to esei of v'hoyahu usmurasa yiyakoidesh. So why, frek the Gemara, why do you get malchus by tmura? Zok the Gemara, a big rule. Ein esei manatik trei lavi. You have an esei by tmura, v'hoyahu usmurasa yiyakoidesh. But there are two lavim. The lav of loyachli fenu and v'loyomer oisei. Ein Essay echod menatek trei lavim. So we have a rule in lav anitik le'esei. Gemara tumura, a Rambam and Hilchos tumura perak aleph halacha aleph. Ein essay menatek trei lavim. Frekzich the shaila. When a person is moiser korban Pesach, we said he's over two lavim, the lav of being moiser korban Pesach, but also he's over the lav of being moiser any kachim mitzvah kuf mem beis. So there's two lavim. So then there shouldn't be nitik le'esei ein essay echod menatek trei lavim. The emesis Toisvis and Chulin Daf Pei already stells on this issue. Look at the other cases, and he says a rule: Ein esei menatik trei lavi is only when the two lavim are in the same pasuk together. Smuchi hadodi loyachli fenu v'loyomer oisei. One esei can't be menatik two lavim, but when the lavim are spread apart, he's talking in various cases there, and we'll apply it for our topic: the lav of noiser. Yes, when you're moiser a korban Pesach, you're over two lavin. You're over the lav in Parshas Boy of Lo Yisoysir of Pesach, and you're also over the lav in Parshas Tzav, the closest to lav by all kachim of noiser. That's not two lavin that are smuchi adodi. When the lavim are not smuchi adodi, the essay could be minatic both lavin. That's one teretz. Tois and Chulin then says another teretz, a big vort. He says, Be'etzim, you have to realize, by tmura, is it really a mythical essay? Nitik l'esei means that after you do an aveira, there's a mitzvah that you must do, a ma'isa mitzvah. You left it over the noiser, go burn it. By tmura, there's a lav of loyach lifenu v'loyomer oisei. But then the nitik l'esei, it's not really a nitik l'esei that you actually go do something. It's memela that v'hoyahu smarasa yiyakoydesh. The Gemara calls that nitik l'esei, true. That's a weaker kind of a nitik l'esei. On such a nitik l'esei, there's the golden rule. Ein esei menatik trei lavi. But by an echtige essay, when it's nitik l'essay, you're going to go do a ma'isa sreifa. Avada the ma'isa sreifa, the essay could be menatik to lavim as well. Another option is Toisus and Zvachim daf kuf yudalid, that two essen could be menatik to lavim. And the same way by sreifas noiser, you have two lavim, the lav of noiser and Parshas Boy of Pesach, and the lav of noiser of Kochim and Parshas Tzav. But you also have two essen of noiser. The mitzvah of sreifas noiser is also said twice. So two essen could be menatik, two lavin. So that's the first nakuda. The Gemara in Tmura says, ein esse menatik trei lavi. And over here we see that the essay of Sreifas Noiser could be menatik, the two lavim of Noiser. We spoke out the options. either the two lavim are not smuchi adadi, or that whole Gemara and Tmura is only by an essay of Tmura, which is not really an essay. It's memela, who is smurasi yakodesh. But by a real menatik essay, could be menatik two lavim. Now there's a famous shmuz of the Rambam in Hilchas Tmura, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. We already mentioned that the Gemara and Tmura says, why do you get Malkus by Tmura? It should be a lav anitik le'essay, there shouldn't be Malkus. And the Gemara answers, because ain't essay menatik trey lavi, because there's two lavin by Tmura. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisei. The Rambam in Hilchas Tmura, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, also asks the question. He says, you get Malkus by Tmura. And then he asks, why do you get Malkus? Ein esse menatik trey lavi. Zok the Rambam. I'm sorry, he asks, why do you get Malkus? It's an avanitik essay. So he answers, because ein esse menatik trey lavi. But then he has another teretz, his own teretz. A word from the Rambam. The Rambam says a rule. The klal of lav anitik essay doesn't apply if the lav includes more than the essay. And Lamoshli says by Tmura, if it's Sibur or Shutfim make a Tmura, attempt to make a Tmura, they're over the lav. But you don't have the din of Hayahu Usmarasa Yiyah Kaidish. So it comes out that the lav includes more than the essay. You don't say lav anitik essay when the lav includes more than the essay. That's the rule of the Rambam by Tmura. Fregend Achroinim, the Menchas Chinuch brings him, and it's a famous Kasher, the Sharam Melech, other Achroinim ask, then how could you apply lav anitik essay by Noisar? Let's assume that the lav of Noisar applies by Noshim as well. We discussed that at the beginning of the shir. But let's assume, that's the hanoch of this kasha. Of course, the teretz to this kasha would be to argue it. But let's assume that Noshim are chayiv in the lav of Noisar. But on the other hand, they don't have the essay of Noisar. They don't have the essay of Noisar because it's a mitzvah's essay shazman grama. Sreifas Noisar is only bayoyim. So if there's a mitzvah's essay of Sreifas Zman grama, Noshim apotter. If Noshim apotter from the mitzvah's essay of Sreifas Noisar, so first of all, Noshim should get Malkus when they leave over the Noisar, because they don't have Nitik Lesi. But more, according to the Rambam's rule, even men should not have the Nitik Lesi, they should get Malkus. Because a lav that includes more than the essay doesn't have Nitik Lesi. And here the lav includes more than the essay. The lav is even on Noshim, the essay is only on Gvarim. Now the truth is, you know, you could ask on this Rambam in Hilchas Tmura on Hut Kasha, the Achronim ask, every lav hanitik le'essay, the lav includes more than the essay. Because a sumo is potter min ha-mitzvahs, but according to most Achronim, he's only potter from mitzvahs essay, but he does have lavin. No, so every lav hanitik le'essay, then the sumo has the lav, he doesn't have the essay. No, the lav includes more than the essay. Or an oinein. An oinein is potter from mitzvahs essay, but he's chayiv in lavin, he's not going to be over surim. No, so Suma, Oinein, they have the lav, they don't have the essay. It's a problem, Taka. I don't know what to do. The Chronim asked this kasha. But more specific by us, by Noisar, we're going to stel the kasha. If we'll accept this hanocha, that Noshim do have the lav of Noisar, but they don't have the essay of Noisar, so that means the lav of Noisar includes more than the essay. Oy bazoy, it shouldn't be able to be a lav anitik essay. That's the Rambam and Hilchas Tmura. That if you bought the lav of Tmur applies by Shutfim and Tzibur, and the essay doesn't, the lav includes more than the essay, it's not considered a lav anitik essay. The approach to answer this question is to argue on one of the hanochas. We already hinted. If you'll disagree and say that Noshim don't have the lav of Noisar either, then that would be a teretz. We said maybe Hushva because of Ishal Ish doesn't apply by such Isurim. On the other hand, you could also argue the point and say maybe Noshim do have the essay of Sreifas Noisar. The hanoch of the kasha was that since Sreifas Noisar is only by Yoin, so it's a Zman Groma, a mitzvah's essay Shazman Groma Noshim Apotter. But there are so many ways to argue this point and say that no, that Noshim do have the essay of Sreifas Noisar. We'll mention a few of them. First of all, Sreifas Noisar B'Yoin is only Bezmanoi. But once it's the next day, Sreifas Noisar is Bein B'Yoin Bein B'Laila. Maybe that's not considered as Zman Groma B'Chlau. You could also use the Turei Avin Z'Yosoid. We've mentioned it before. A mitzvah's essay that it's not Noyeg at night, but the next morning, the same mitzvah comes back again. That's not Zman Groma. Zman Groma is if it's a separate mitzvah every morning, a new fresh mitzvah every morning. Nocham ol tefillin, nocham ol tefillin. But if there's a mitzvah one time to do, to burn the noiser, grada, not by night, only by day, that's not considered a Zman Groma. It could be Bechlal that since a nitik le'essay, the essay of Sreifas Noiser, is not stam a mitzvah essay, it's a nitik. It's given over to whoever has the lav should get that tikkun of the essay. And since women, if we're going to assume, have the lav of Noiser, memela, they have the essay of Noiser also. There's another teretz, the Or Sameach in Hilchas Tumas Tziras, Perikid Aleph. He says an interesting vort. He says, we mentioned it already, the whole reason, other shurim, the whole reason that Noshim apote from mitzvah sese shazman grama is because a mitzvah that's time bound, so the Noshim have that shibud to the baleim, laavim, to the mishpachtom, they can't be time bound to a mitzvah. But a mitzvah sese shazman grama that's efshar al yidei shliach, so nishkefela, they can always make a shliach to do it. A mitzvah sese that's efshar al yidei shliach doesn't have the problem of zman grama. The Sameach in one sentence there says, Uvazem Yushiv Mila Noiser Vibikurim. We discussed it by Mila in the Shiurim on Mila, that Taisus asks that Mila should be a Zman Grama. Why do you need a Pusik Oisai Veloy Oisa to be Mamayat Noshim? And there are many truths, and we discussed a whole Shiur on that. But like the Or Sameach, that's the Pshat. It could make a Shliach. There's no Ptur of Zman Grama. Similarly, by Sreifas Noiser, you could make a Shliach. And therefore, it's not considered a Zman Grama and Noshim Achayiv in Mitzvah Snoiser. What the Mishchachma means, Lagabi Bikurim, we will discuss Bezer Hashem, Belin Eder, by Bikurim. But therefore, we went already through a few different options for this Kasha. And again, to establish the Kasha. The Rambam in Hilchas Tmura says, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that you don't apply the rule of Lav Anitik L'Essay when the Lav includes more than the Essay. Dugma L'Dover by Tmura, the lav is even on Sibur Vishutfim and the essay isn't. So it's not Nitik L'essay and you get Malkus. So how could the Rambam say that by Noiser you don't get Malkus because it's Nitik L'essay? The Hanoch of the Kasha is Noshim are Nichlal in the lav of Noiser and they don't have the essay of Noiser. And we answered by giving various Hezbeirim why Noshim do have the essay of Noiser. Or Fakert saying that Noshim don't have the lav of Noiser. But there's another Teretz from the Rabbi Yonis Naibish, it's Durim V'tumim. Even if everything we said was true, that Noshim have the lav, and they don't have the essay, there's still no problem. You know, the Gemara in Tmura already said that ain't essay menatik trei lavi. But Tosis and Chulin said, that's only by Tmura. Tmura is not a real nitik. Tmura is not really an essay that you go do. It's memeila b'hoyuhu usmurasei kodesh. Such a concept is also called nitik l'essay. Nor over there, but there's a rule. Such an essay is not menatik to lavi. But a real Maisa essay of Sreifas Noiser would be Menatik to Lavin. Similarly, says the Urim V'tumim, even if you want to ask this new klal of the Rambam, that a Lav that includes more than the essay doesn't have Nitik. That's not by a real Nitik. That's by Tmura, where it's not a real Nitik. But by a real Nitik Avada, the essay could be Menatik to Lav, even if the Lav doesn't include as much as the essay. The Urim V'tumim is in Choshen Mishpat Simin Tzadi Zayin, like be a different shmuz. There's a Lav, you're not supposed to go into someone's house to take the Mashkin. And there's really two lavim. In Dvorim, it says, Loisovay el Besoy Lovait Avoitoy, and if two psukim later again, Loisishkav ba Avoitoy, there's two lavim. And the Rambam in Hilchas Malva Veloive, Paragimel Alocha Dalid, the Rambam says, you don't get Malkus for this lav of Loisovay el Besoy Lovait Avoitoy. Because it's Nitik Le'essay of the next pasuk, Hoshev Toshev Loiha Avoit. By the way, this two lavim of Leisoviel Beisoy Lavit Avoitoy and Leisishkav Bavoitoy, and then the essay of Hoshev Toshev are all mamish in the minyan of mitzvahs and the chinuch and mitzvah tufkov pehei, peivov, and peizayin. But the Rambam says you don't get malchus because it's lava nitik le'essay. Fregen d'achroinim d'kasha. What do you mean it's nitik le'essay? But ain't essay menatik trei lavi? There's two lavim over there and only one essay. Noch dertzu, the essay of Hoshev Toshev Ha'avoit is only on aniyim, not on ashirim. And the lav is even from Ashirin. So Vaita, the klal of the Rambam, the lav includes more than the essay. Zokter Rabbeinu Sinaibish, but who cares? There it's a real essay. Hoshev Toshev is a real essay. When it's a real essay, then it's not a problem. And Avada, the essay could be menatik trei lavi, and the essay could be menatik, even though the essay includes not as much as the lav. The other kasha that we mentioned was the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. In Hilchas Psulei HaMekdoshin, Perek Yud Ches. And he asks, the Rambam says that the reason you don't get Malkus by the Lav of Noisar is because it's Lav HaNitik LeEssay. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, what do you need that reason for? Anyways, it's a Lav She'ein Boi Maise. And the Mishnah LeMelech and the Shara Melech, they go a little bit more into this. Because let's assume even why not, let's say there's both reasons are true. Vas Artman, Zolman Zogin Taka, that you don't get Malkus by Noiser for both reasons. First of all, it's Lav Anitikla Esse. And also, it's a Lav Shein by Maise. Vos is Shlech, two Sibis why there's no Malkus. However, the emphasis is, that's what we're going to go into now. Let's analyze each one of these reasons separately, making believe the other one doesn't exist, and we'll have cases that maybe you get Malkus. Let's start with Lav Anitikla Esse. Let's assume that Lav Shein by Maise is Yeloikin Olav. Let's put that topic off on the side. That you can get Malkus for Noiser. And you do emissa. Only one reason why you don't get malchus is because it's lav hanitik le'esse. If that's the reason, then yesh lot in cases where you'll get malchus. First of all, noshim. Let's assume again, like the hanocha, that noshim have the lav and they don't have the esse. Now, earlier in the shir, we asked that if that would be true, then you have the Rambam's rule that a lav that includes more than the esse is not nitik. We said terutzim. But now let's talk about the isha herself. An isha was over the lav of noiser. And assuming the hanocha that she doesn't have the essay of Sreifas Noiser, she doesn't have the nitik, an Isha would get Malkus for Noiser. Or an Eved, Noshem and Avodim. Avodim have the lav, they don't have the essay. So that itself would be enough gemina. If the reason you don't get Malkus by Noiser is because lav anitik le essay, then an Isha would get Malkus because she doesn't have the nitik, she doesn't have the essay. Again, we said before, various has bear, maybe she does, but if you go with Anocha, the Taka, Sreifas Noiser, it says Esse Shazman Groma, and Noshem Apater, and they don't have the nitik, so they would get Malkus. The Emes says they don't because it's Lav Shein by Maisa. But again, if you wanted to focus just on Lav Anitik Le Essay, Noshem would get Malkus. Avodim would get Malkus. The Mechas Chinuch at the end says even a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayron would get Malkus. That's a Chiddush. Because this Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayron, Sef Kasev is one person. Yeah? This person, this Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayron, his Ben Chayron part has the essay of Sreifas Noiser. So he has the Nitik. Mechas Chinuch looks at him as a separate, two separate people. And his Tzad Avdus has the Lav, and his Tzad Avdus doesn't have the essay, and he would get Malkus. So that's the first Chelik, Noshim Va'avodim. But even if you go a step further, if the one and only reason why you don't get Malkus by Lav of Noiser is because it's nitik to the essay of Sreifas Noiser. So what would be if a person Taka left over the Noiser? He left it over, so he was over the Lav. And again, we're assuming now, Mitzad Ein by Maisa, he would get Malkus. We'll put that on the side. So he gets Malkus. He deserves Malkus. What are you going to say? He has an opportunity. He can go burn it. And the nitik essay of burning it will take off the Malkus. No, but you have the sugi and makis, after Zion, kimoi vilei kimoi, bitloi vilei bitloi. What would be if this person, that next morning, after it became noiser, he was already over the lav, he'll take the noiser, the basar, instead of burning it, he'll throw it into the yam. He'll be ma'abed it. He'll get rid of it a different way. He destroyed his opportunity of doing that essay. Not that he stomp procrastinates and pushes it off. He pushes it off and he creates a scenario that he won't be able to do it. He'll get Malkus. If the only reason why you don't get Malkus by noiser is because lav hanitik le'esse. So if you left it over the noiser, and then now you ruined your opportunity for nitik, you'll get Malkus. Enter the second half. There's another reason why you don't get Malkus by noiser. Because it's lav she'in by maisa. Now let's analyze this chelik by itself. If the reason you don't get Malkus by noiser is because it's lav she'in by maisa, there's a major shaila. And again, let's make believe there's no issue of lav hanitik le'esse. Let's talk about lav she'in by maisa. There's a famous shaila. A lav she'ein by maisa, that you grab the din in an oifen of maisa. And the classic example for this is the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah, that he says that you don't get malchus by bal yiroeh because it's a lav she'ein by maisa. And he says, therefore, if you actually go and create chometz, or you buy chometz, you do it in an oifen of maisa, you'll get malchus. Interesting, that grad over there's a problem. You should anyways not get malchus because it's lav anitik le'esse. The essay of Tashbisu. There's a lot of Torah on that. One of the Geshmaka ones is that there's two lavim, lo yiroh and lo yimotze. Ein essay menatik trei lavi. But that wouldn't be true based on what we said earlier in the shir. But that's zaitik. What I want to go into is like this. There's a shaila whether on a lav she'ein by maisa, if you grad the din in an oifen of maisa, are you going to get malchus? The chinuch in more than a dozen mitzvahs lavim through and through always causes again and again this point that a lav she'ein by maisa, you don't get malchus, even if you grad it in the oifen of maisa. But other rishonim argue, and I don't want to go by from klali in all the different lavim that the chinuch brings down this idea that a lav she'ein by maisa flat is not going to get malchus, even if you did it in the oifen of maisa. But let's assume not. Let's assume that a lav she'en by maisa, if that's the only reason why you're not getting malchus, forget about the nitik. If the reason you're not getting malchus is because lav she'en by maisa, what if you grab the dinner in an oifen of maisa? And again, the dugma we wrote by Baal Yiroh is that you actually went and created the chametz, you bought the chametz. What would be by noiser though? See, noiser was a lav she'en by maisa. You didn't eat the basar. You ate part of it, but you left over part of it. The part you left over, you didn't do a maisa. But there can be oifanim that you did a maisa. First of all, balabatish, let's say you went and locked up the noiser in a room, in a box, and you threw the key away, and you made it impossible, 2 hours before Leis HaShachar, you made it impossible to be able to eat it. 2 hours later, you get an axe, you chop up the box, fine, you worked it out, but now it's noiser. But you were over the lav in an oifen of maisa. You ahead, you went and made a maisa that prevented yourself from eating it. When the Acharonim talk about, what if you ate the Korban Pesach already, and you vomited it up in an oifen that it's still edible, the din is you mechuyev to re-eat it again. But this busser is nicer because of a maisa. You went and you were maki it. That's a maisa. So maybe then you would get malchus. But you could always say, you know, because it's lava nitiklase. But another case would be, what if you went and you took the busser of Korban Pesach, machlekes achroinim, if you went and took the busser of the Korban Pesach and you were mevashel it. We mentioned this in the previous shir also. You went and you were mevashel the Korban Pesach. Now you can't eat it. There's a lav d'oraisa to eat it. So you did a maisa that's preventing you from eating it. No, that's noiser all your day maisa. You went and cooked Korban Pesach, and that's a lav she'en by maisa that you did in an oifen of maisa because you didn't stam leave it over passively. You cooked it and caused yourself not to be able to eat it. So that should be a case you should get malchus. So the Minchas Chinuch sheet is that in such a case not, because in such a case, since it's osur midoy rice and out to eat, so it's not noiser. That's his famous yesoid. We said it's a machlekes achroinim. Reb Chaim Oizer argues, but he goes with that sheet, that that's considered osur midoy rice, it's not noiser. But he says you could still have a case. If you passled up the carbon in an oifen that it's possible mid the rabbonon, if you passel up the carbon in an oifen that it's possible mid the rabbonon, you did a maisa. Then now it's possible mid the rabbonon and you can't eat it, and that's a maisa, and it's noiser. Are you day maisa? Now again, we're discussing this to make the wrap up. Two sibas why you don't get malchus for the lav of noiser. One is mitzad lav anitik leesei. One is mitzad lav she'en by maisa, and we're crossing paths on them. Lava nitik le'esei. There's cases when you don't have the nitik. Noshim might not have the nitik. Avodim. And who then if you went and bepoil after it became noiser, went and threw it to the yam. Mu'umaze lav she'en by maise. There could be cases if you did it in the oifen of maise. You vomited it up. You locked it in a room. You passled it mid the rabbonon or maybe even mid the raisa. Now, again, it's a very big topic all over the many of the mitzvahs, this idea by from Klali. If when you do a veira in an oifen of yesh by maisa, even though it's really ain by maisa, one of the makoris the Achorinim bring to this is, we mentioned there's the Rambam of when you buy chametz that you're going to get malchus for Baal Yiroh, to be discussed there. Another makor is the Yerushalmi in Shavuos Paragimel. The Yerushalmi says if a person swears that he's going to eat a kikar, nishba lechol es a kikar, and then he didn't eat the kikar, so he's over the shuma, but it's a lav she'ain by maisa because it's what he didn't do. But nishba lechol es a kikar, and he took the kikar and he threw it to the yam, zok to Yerushalmi, you get malchus because you were over in a oifen of yesh by maisa. But again, that's a major topic by from Chloe. We were handling it in specifically lagabe the gedorim of noisar of lav she'en by maisa and lav anitik le'esei. There's one more nafkemina. There's a Rashi in Tmura, daf dalet amid beis, in one girsa there, that kaihanim don't have nitik le'esei. A fascinating idea. Kaihanim ribeh mehem akos of mitzvahs yaseiris, so kaihanim don't have nitik le'esei. So it would be interesting nafkemina. Would a kohen get malchus for noiser? Als lav anitik le'esei, avada the kohen has the mitzvahs essay of burning the sreifa, of sreifas noiser, but he doesn't get the tor malchus for nitik le'esei. But if the reason you don't get malchus is lav she'en by maisa, avad the koyin also would not get malchus.